We have an after-school program, Glory Gates Memorial Foundation. The Overflow Church Community Meals, they're feeding about 250 to 300 people every Wednesday evening. And that's all year round. And, of course, St. Vince de Paul Soup Kitchen, Sister Paula and her team over there are amazing. And then we have probably about five different food pantries that we give to. So, like I said, it's not as large as our fall where we do 35, but it still is getting a lot of food out to a lot of people that need it here in the spring.
We're out in front of Sam's Club in Altoona. We've got Penn State Altoona athletes here. I think you got, what, the men's and women's basketball teams here? Is that what you got here today?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
And
hello!
Volleyball. We have some volleyball.
Volleyball.
Yeah, and we had swimmers here because they actually came out and volunteered on last Friday and then Monday and then today. And they are out here from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ooh. They just do different shifts, about two-hour shifts each. And very fortunate, Dave McGrill, Coach Dave McGrill, men's basketball, he helps me organize all of that in the respect of all the volunteers coming from their
group.
Well,
some of them get lucky. It's nice and warm. Some of them
can't catch
a break because it's rainy.
Oh.
So it's really windy today. So I'm sure that they're looking at their schedule, their phones, and looking at the weather, and they're trying to determine when they want to volunteer, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Some get the luck of the draw, but today it is a little chilly. But truly, we can bundle up, and you know. But compared to yesterday, that rain, oh my goodness, and the wind. The wind literally took hold. We had a tent up because it was raining off and on all day, and when the wind took hold, it literally took our tent, and it just snapped in half, So, and that's as they were still holding onto it. And we had it battened down. I mean, we had the cinder blocks and, you know, toe straps, everything. I mean, it was really tight, but that wind, we could not, couldn't do anything about Mother Nature.
So when will you guys be here? What's the rest of your week look like?
So we are here from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. We finish up on Saturday. And, so here in the spring, it's 9 days. And in the fall, it's 10, but I'll tell you what, our community has been so incredibly amazing. The donations that they give, and yesterday WTAJ was here with us all day. They had volunteers from morning till night, plus a lot of extra news coverage. And just from doing even some of that extra news coverage, and of course we had the X-Man here yesterday morning with 94.7. And just having that extra publicity gets the word out there. And we had people coming in after hearing that, wanting to donate and wanting to feed our neighbors. That's what it's all about.
It's a great program, great cause. You can stop by, donate food. If you're coming out of Sam's Club or Walmart across the way, drop off an item, right?
Yeah, we make it very convenient. So you can go in and shop inside Sam's, donate. We have a bin at the exit door as well as the entrance, or they can take it over to the truck. Or if they have stuff at home, they can clean out their pantry. We just ask that they please check the expiration dates. And they can come up here to the front of Sam's or pull up at the truck. Our volunteers will grab everything out of their vehicle. They don't even have to get out of the car. Or they can shop at other stores and bring things over to us.
Awesome.
So we make it simple.
That's great work. And, the community, a lot of these programs, like these backpack programs and everything, so many people benefit from these things, but they don't necessarily know all the work that goes into it. Well, this is the work right here.
This is the work, yes. And it does take a big volunteer base, a great team. And we are very blessed to have all the people stepping up. And what we've also been doing is having a lot of businesses and church groups that want to come out and do team days. And so we say, okay, you know, your group is from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And they figure out, you know, who's going to be at what shift and come out. And it definitely makes a difference.
Can I tell you a funny story? This has nothing to do with probably anything that you're doing, but this is one of my favorite radio stories. I've been doing this a long time. So, give or take 10 years ago, Ashley Gay Vacco ran the Mountain Lion Backpack Program.
I know her.
You know Ashley?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Ashley Gay Vacco, very nice woman.
Friends
with my wife. So we ran these commercials on the station at the time. I'm Ashley Gay Vacco, blah, 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 and she would say it so fast. Ashley Gay Vacco. And I had a buddy, a listener, Robin Bedford, who's basically listened to me every day for 15 years. He said, "What is that girl's name? Is it a glass a day of vodka?" Because he had, and so I rarely get to tell that story. But
oh my goodness!
Because we ran this commercial. I'm not kidding you. These 100 times, Ashley vodka, and it was a glass a day of vodka. So I was speaking at a Kiwanis thing, I think it was, a couple years ago, and Ashley was there, right. And I told the story in front of all our friends. They all got a big kick out of it.
She does such great work with a lot of different organizations. Yeah. She has a big heart, and I never, can see her getting a kick out of that.
She did. I never get to tell the story, so thank you for playing along.
Absolutely. I love it. That's a great story to tell.
Thank you, Denise. Really appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right. If you want to join us, we do have our phone lines open, by the way. Anything that you want to discuss, as always, 946-0435. I'm going to read a statement from the Pittsburgh Pirates here in just a second, because this kind of puts a cap, a little bit of a bow on the controversial Bucko Brick situation that they've had lately. We're also going to have some guests here from the Penn State Altoona basketball programs. I believe we'll see how that goes. But before we kind of get into some of those things, I want to read a statement from Pirates president Travis Williams, because the Buccos have been in the news a good bit lately, and they've been getting hammered by basically everyone for their brick fiasco. So they're doing some damage control, and I especially this first paragraph, I think, is a good way to do damage control. You don't try to make excuses. You don't try to, you know, sweep anything under the rug. This is what the Pirates issued today from President Travis Williams regarding the Bucko Bricks. He says, "Dear Pirates fans, the way in which we handled the replacement of the Bucko Bricks at PNC Park was flat out wrong. There are no excuses. I am sorry." And you know what? It took a little while. I give them credit for putting out a statement. It took a week or so. But that's the kind of apology you need, really. Because they didn't need some kind of apology where they're making all kinds of excuses and everything. If you're doing damage control and you get these PR people that help you understand what you have to do to admit you were wrong, that's a good opening statement. Travis Williams goes on to say he knows how meaningful the messages and tributes are. We respect that. We appreciate that. We are and always have been absolutely committed to ensuring these special messages and tributes live on at PNC Park. So what they're going to do is they're going to let everybody who had a Bucko Brick, they can go to a website, www.pirates.com/BuckoBricks. You complete a form, and they will give you a replica of the brick that you originally purchased back 25 years ago. So that's a cool thing. They are also going to have a display at PNC Park where everybody who had purchased a brick in the past can have a permanent display. It just won't be on a brick. It won't be on the sidewalk. They talked about this. They've already had to rip up the bricks and replace them a third time now. But the Pirates trying to get out in front of this a little bit. If they would have just done this 3 weeks ago or 2 months ago, it is interesting in PR in life. If you just do something thinking no one will notice, that's generally when you get yourself in trouble. If you explain yourself beforehand, we all could have saved time in all of this situation, but they are apologizing. I really like the fact that they're going to allow fans go to this form, and they're going to send you a replica of your original brick. That's cool, because that's when you see all the bricks piled up in recycling lot, that's what really infuriated a lot of people, because those are people's memories of their loved ones, deceased ones, fans, and everything. So they at least are trying to get out in front of this now and at least trying to do the right thing at this point. That was a big topic last week, so I wanted to make sure we follow up there. Again, our phone lines are open, 946-0435. We're going to step away for a break. Stick with us. We got some really, really interesting college sports discussions today. I really want to get into a couple of items with regards to Division III sports, the importance of Division III sports, the St. Francis situation going to Division. We got some really interesting and fascinating discussions that we can get into here coming up in just a few minutes.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke. Enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops, it's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party bar. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
April is National Car Care Month, and T&L Moore Enterprises is celebrating at both Russell Tire in Altoona and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales in Claysburg. Get lube, oil, and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brake inspection, and battery inspection, all for just $59.99. The weather's getting warmer. Make sure your car's air conditioning is in top condition with T&L Moore's Air Conditioning Performance Check. They'll test your vehicle's overall cooling and operation, inspect hoses and connections, check fan and blower operation, check dry belts and hoses, and a check of your temperature output for only $59.99. And when you purchase a premium installation and wheel alignment, you'll receive $50 off four new tires. Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales offer the Napa Auto Care Peace of Mind Warranty. 36 months or 36,000 miles on all parts and labor for qualified repairs and services. Keep your vehicle safe and ready for the road during National Car Care Month at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue, Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard, Claysburg. Offer expires on April 30th.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over two dozen local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Mel and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Finding that missing shin guard, remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
The Warren A. Gingrich Agency in Altoona. Phone 814-944-2078.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Again, we're coming to you live today from outside of Sam's Club in Altoona. The Blair County Food Drive truck is here. You can stop by, donate some food. Dave McGreal joins us, the Penn State men's basketball coach, and you've been here a ton. You help coordinate a lot of the athletes from Penn State Altoona coming over here, and this is a pretty big endeavor for you guys.
Yeah, it is. and that's right. Thanks for having me again, too, Corey. I appreciate it. You know, a few years ago, I connected with Denise here just with my men's basketball team. You know, I'm a big believer in giving back to the community that you're involved with and, you know, having a platform, even a Division III platform to give back to the community. And so Denise and I talked last year about getting more of the student-athletes at Altoona, Penn State Altoona, involved. So that lined up with my other responsibilities on campus. I'm the the advisor for SAC, Student Athlete Advisory Committee. And my other title is Coordinator of Student Athlete Services, which basically means do anything associated with student athlete off campus. So I help coordinate that. So, yeah, Denise asked me to help, and we've had a really good turnout. Friday, we were here, Monday, and then today as well.
All right. So we're about to have a fantastic conversation. And you know where I'm going with this, and I want everybody to be crystal clear on what we're going to talk about here for the next 10 or 15 minutes, because this is very important to me.
Yep.
This is your life.
Yep.
And I want to make sure that we discuss this in a manner that is respectful.
Sure.
And informative.
Sure. Sounds
all right.
Good. No problem.
So I will say, first of all, that I look at the young folks you have around here, and I have tremendous respect for Division III athletes. They don't get a scholarship. They go and bust their ass. They work just as hard as anybody else at any other classification of sports. My boy plays baseball. I hope he gets a Division III opportunity at some point. That's probably the best we're going to hope for. So because of some things we've been discussing for the last couple of months, I've had people look at me and say, well, you know, blah, blah, Division III. Okay. So I just want to make it crystal clear from a bottom line foundation that if you're a Division III athlete, you're really damn good. You're
agreed.
Would you agree with that?
100%. I've seen the top tier Division III athletes and top tier Division I athletes and everything in between in my career as a player and a coach. And you know, Division III athletics is very competitive and very talented. Now, again, there are some schools out there that, you know, have teams just for enrollment sakes. They do exist, right? Some of the smaller private schools. And go ahead.
So they're Division III schools, and the athletics program just gets kids on campus, and
correct,
maybe they're not as competitive.
Correct.
But that's not Penn State Altoona.
No.
You're trying to be competitive. You're trying to be the best Division III program in, and how many varsity sports do you
have? 13.
Okay.
Yep, 13. Yeah, I agreed 100%. I mean, it's recruiting too, and you said it up top. It's even harder to recruit when really there's not much you're offering them other than a Penn State degree and an opportunity to keep playing basketball.
But there's a lot in a Penn State
degree.
Well,
yeah,
so
yeah,
when Penn State Altoona knocks on the door, and I'm not going to throw out a name of any other. There are a lot of good schools around here versus a smaller Division III program.
Correct.
They're going to listen a little bit closer to Penn State Altoona, I would imagine. A lot of kids.
Yeah, especially obviously in PA and the bordering states. You know, we've been really successful with the bordering states, Maryland and Virginia, because there is a little award for, you know, non-Pennsylvania residents. But, you know, it's unique because Penn State has the degree, right? And again, I'm a Division III athlete. I played at a small private liberal arts school in Tennessee. I'll say the name of it because I'm an alumni. Maryville College in Maryville, Tennessee, right outside of Knoxville. Very, you know, big-time Division III basketball program. But again, you know, the thing that we have is when you go in that interview and the ball stops bouncing, which it's going to for everybody one day, is you're going to have a Penn State degree or you're going to have a Maryville College degree.
Right, sure.
So, but the thing that the small privates get, Corey, just real quick, is they have some academic scholarship money and institutional grants that does help bring the cost down of the small privates. Penn State Altoona being a state school, we don't give much academic money, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is pretty close.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure to bring that up because I've known a lot of Division III athletes, both here and back home in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people even realize how good of an athlete you have to be like a starting varsity player in high school.
Correct.
Let alone any opportunity in college. My background is minor league baseball. I covered minor league baseball for nearly 30 years.
Yep.
People have no concept how good you've got to be to get to rookie ball, let alone the Altoona curve. The Altoona curve, you get to double A. You are so unbelievably freaking good compared to 99.9% of the baseball players that have ever walked this earth. So I do understand the levels of all this.
Correct.
So where this is going is to go back to the St. Francis discussion. I'm not going to put you on the spot and make you discuss all elements of it, but one thing that I was pretty vehement about was that this is going to impact St. Francis specifically in such a tremendously negative way, because those kids on that campus forever have worn being a Division I athlete as a badge of honor. There's only 2,500 kids there.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the middle of nowhere. I went up there covering them for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I hated going up there. It might be fine here, and you get up there, and there's 10 inches of snow. St. Francis is and look, the way the NCAA works, there are going to be more St. Francis situations where programs are not, schools are not going to want to pay the money, and they're going to drop down to divisions. This is going to happen. But because I'm very familiar with St. Francis, I've been adamant that this is terrible for St. Francis specifically. It might be good for some other places. Sure. It might be good financially for a lot of other schools. And certainly Penn State Altoona can be a tremendously successful D3 school.
Sure.
Juniata College has won national championships in volleyball, great baseball program. And so within the scope of the discussion, I said quite publicly that St. Francis was going to be irrelevant as a Division III school. Dave clapped back on Twitter and said Division III is irrelevant, ? And I loved it. I will shake your hand here, and I love that, because I'm not trying to start an argument.
No.
But do you see where I'm coming from? St. Francis, not Penn State Altoona, not Mount, not Virginia, but for St. Francis specifically, how that is such a jarring change.
Yeah, I agree. Who is the gentleman, the former basketball player?
Tom Fox.
Yeah, and then a younger guy. I know Tom well. And the way they presented it was perfect.
Yes.
Was perfect. Because they lived it.
They were on campus, and their entire
40%
of their student bodies is athletes, and that their entire identity is it's us against the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the middle of nowheresville, PA, but we're still Division I athletes,
and we're good. You know,
and they're good. That's right.
I said this the other day, and you know, it's an unfortunate. The timing was terrible. You know, because Rob and those guys were just on national TV making national news and showing exactly what St. Francis can accomplish, and then just kind of get the rug. I think that was like a kick in the gut.
You played at a Division III school. You've coached at Division D3 for how long now?
15 years
15
overall.
Years. Okay. There's some exposure at Division III.
Correct.
It's obviously not Division I.
Correct.
And so, I'm just curious. From your standpoint as a coach, you're around all these kids, 18 to 22. Again, they're working hard.
Yep.
They're not going to get the exposure of the. What is that like? What's the mentality like when you're on the Penn State Altoona camp? I think I just explained it pretty well what it's like on the St. Francis campus.
Yeah.
What's it like on the Penn State Altoona campus when you've got 13 varsity sports and their identity?
That's a great question. I mean, the thing about our identity on our campus is unique, again, because of our proximity to main campus. You know,
That's true.
I kind of tell a joke, so to say. Everybody's a Penn State fan on our campus. We're trying to get more Penn State Altoona fans, you know. But our student athletes, you know, they're there first and foremost because they love the game. And you're kind of mentioning it. You really got to love the sport that you're playing to continue it at a high level when coaches like myself are asking a lot out of you, and really we're not giving you much in return other than that opportunity, you know, in lieu of scholarships and NIL and all that other stuff. So you really find, I believe, more student-athletes that play the game because they love it.
Right.
You know, they know more than likely they're not going to go play professional once you're D3. I mean, there's a few we've had here and there gone and played overseas, right? But, you know, the many between there outweigh the few. So, you know, having that degree, these guys love the sport. These women love the sport. And you know, it's a good balance, right? It's a good balance to show them and show our student population, you know, what being a student-athlete is at our level.
Well, there's, I'm sure, a tremendous amount of you're still playing. You're a college athlete. And again, I was a reserve point guard in high school. I still thought I was pretty darn good. To be a Division III player, these guys show up at open gym and they'll whip your rear.
Yeah.
You know, people don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, even you know, former players that played before I got there, they're big fans now. The guys we're bringing in, you know, I've had people comment like, "How are these guys playing D3? Why are they not playing higher levels?" And sometimes it's just, you know, it's just luck of the draw, or it's just timing, you know, or it could be something simple as, you know, their height or their weight. You know, we're just as skilled as a lot of the big guys, but you know,
it's size, speed,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
one or two
strength.
Inches,
yeah,
half a step,
more than that,
more than one or two.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Half a step, 30 pounds.
And about 6 inches of height.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
So their two guards are probably 6'7". Ours are 6'2".
Yeah.
You know, so.
Your centers are what?
6'7".
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Our centers are 6'7". Yeah. Their point guards are 6'7".
But so. Look, though, that again, Haley Hutchinson was going to join us. She couldn't join us today. She would have been fascinating to talk to because she played at St. Francis and is now 5 years the women's basketball coach at Penn State. There's so many layers to all of this.
Yeah.
And I want to show a proper amount of respect for the kids and yourself and your
university
because Division III is not irrelevant. My point was it's going to make St. Francis, compared to what St. Francis has always known, it's going to make them irrelevant. Do you guys ever feel like, hey, we're playing well, we got a great team, but where's our exposure?
At times. I mean, it's hit or miss around here. And again, because we're in such a hotbed for college sports with Penn State, but the high school scene's so big around here, you know that.
Yes.
I mean, it takes up so much time on the local news. Back when, like, Jordan Tracy was doing sports, he'd come over every now and then, and Rosie Langello.
And the Mirror. I worked in the Mirror 20 years.
Yep.
They'll cover a handful of games.
Yep, yep.
You know, for a long time, the Mirror covered basically every St. Francis game at home. And they'll cover a handful of Penn State Altoona games.
Usually the rivalries when we play Juniata or Mount or someone like that. And they do a great job. And I know they're Neil's real thin over there, too, at times. But, yeah, I mean, you want to play in front of big crowds no matter what level you are. You know, you do. I mean, that just makes it better. It makes it fun. It makes it more exciting. But, again, it's just about the camaraderie. At our level, too, it's about the camaraderie. It's about the relationships. It's about just continue to play the game you love for 4 more years. And hopefully that leads to something else. Like for myself, I've been able to be, you know, around athletics my whole life because of basketball. And you know, and I'm happy to do it.
Dave McGreal, Penn State Altoona men's basketball coach. Again, I was looking forward to this because I love college basketball. I've always loved college sports. I really don't anymore, to be honestly honest with you, with all the finances.
Heard
so,
on that.
You know, with the way things are, you know, there's 360 some Division I men's basketball programs.
Yeah.
That's not going to be the case
before
too long. So what happened? And just for anybody that doesn't know, they can't drop to Division II because you still give scholarships in Division II.
Yeah.
So you still got to pay. So what's look into a crystal ball 5-10 years from now?
Okay,
how many of those 360 men's programs drop to Division III? I'm just gonna give you a number off the top. I'm gonna say 80.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Am I right?
Yeah, I was gonna say 50 to 75.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you know, St. Francis isn't the first.
No,
Hartford
did it. Yeah.
Yeah, Hartford did it a few years ago.
St. Francis Brooklyn gave up all their sports.
Everything.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's been a couple others. Brent Anth, who just won the United East, just merged, and they stopped all their sports. So, but anyway, the D1 landscape, I could see, like you said, 50 to 75 in the next 5 years. Either that or the Power Five is just going to become some other entity, you know, and then NCAA D1 will just be like the Fairleigh Dickinsons and those guys, the low majors, as we call them now.
I mean, but that's what people love about the NCAA tournament when St. Peter's can get in there and make a run, or FDU can make a run, or Florida Gulf Coast with Dunk City can make a run. I mean, that's what people – so would you predict the end of kind of that?
Well, I hope not, because I'm glad you brought that up. But the ironic thing about March Madness and the fact we can't lose it, March Madness alone funds the entire operating budget of NCAA Division III.
Yeah, wow.
The entire budget.
Wow.
So if March Madness goes away, then you're looking at how are we going to fund Division III and NCAA, the entire budget, March Madness. So I'm scared in that realm.
See, you have to, as a Division III basketball coach, how much do you have to follow the business of it still, too? Because
a little bit.
This is all now you got to probably get ready to play St. Francis, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. So how much do you, and now you've got to compete against St. Recruit against St. Francis.
Sure.
And they're going to go in and say, well, we were a Division I program for 60 years. You know, we got good facilities. So how much do you have to make sure to follow all that stuff?
You know, I follow it pretty closely. You know, I was on the NCAA Men's Basketball Committee for Division III the last 4 years. So you see things trickling down. You know, even at our level, we're dealing with the portal nonsense. You know,
And how does that work? I was going to ask you, what does that entail with the portal at the D3 level?
Well, we got three guys in it. My kid, who was a newcomer of the year, freshman from Texas, he's in it. And, you know, he wants to try and get a scholarship. He wants to get back closer to home.
You got to D2?
Yeah, to D2, JUCO maybe, right? Which you got to respect. Like, anybody that can get their schooling paid for, I'm not going to stand in
their
way.
Where's he from?
He's from Texas.
So you got him all the way up here from Texas. Yeah. In the back of your mind, are you kind of thinking it's going to be hard to keep a kid from Texas for 4 years?
Yep, especially now, especially with the transfer portal. You know, again, and that's what – Kids almost wear it as a badge of honor now, you know, and you know, it's unfortunate, but you know, we take advantage of it to when we can. Actually, one of my starting five was a kid that went to Randolph College last year, who I recruited out of high school, but went to Randolph in Virginia. I saw him in there. I called him back up. So those things are obviously leaking down to our level. The NIL thing, you know, there are some of those bigger name D3s that have that advantage, like the NYUs and the Emory's.
They're giving money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A decent amount?
I can't speak to that, but okay. I know they're giving NILs out, yeah.
Where are they getting that money? Or they have some
donors.
Big boosters?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking about...
And it's not illegal? Nothing?
No. I mean, heck, we had a kid 2 years ago that did massage gun commercials on Twitter because he had so many foul followers, and they gave him a free massage gun.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've had a couple that have NILs, small ones, but, yeah, man, you seen it. It was crazy, Corey. I mean, Alabama and those guys were playing in the Sweet 16 the day the portal opens, and hell, some of their players are in the portal, and they're in the Sweet 16.
Yep.
Crazy.
Dave McGrill, the Penn State Altoona men's basketball coach. We could run over there to Outback Steakhouse. I could talk about this for 5 hours.
Me too.
Seriously, because I enjoy all these discussions. But just to kind of wrap it up here, when you take a look at where college athletics are right now, as a whole, top to bottom, does it concern you? Does it frighten you? Is it exciting? Is it... how would you describe it?
Honestly, the best word I could say is it's kind of disappointing. You know, I mean, it's taken what used to be kind of an honest, innocent, you know, athletics,
right,
and it's turned it into the business, you know. And for years, people made millions of dollars on these kids' backs. I get it. But as you know, and I know you believe this too, is the idea of getting a free college degree – used to really mean something.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, what are you going to do for me besides give me a free degree? And I think that's the sad part.
Yeah, it's I really kind of railed for a long time against paying them anything, you know, because I thought the degree was enough. But obviously when you're talking billions of dollars in TV contracts, it's going – but where it's all completely getting out of hand is – professional athletes don't have the kind of freedom that college athletes. Professional athletes can't up and leave in the middle of the NCAA tournament or in the middle of the college football playoff. Professional athletes can't just decide to leave after 1 year.
Yeah.
They're signed a multi-year contract. So at what point are we going to have to say these college athletes can't have more rights than professional athletes?
That's what Jay Billis, he's a big believer in it. They need to be under contract. And you said all athletes, but that's coaches too.
Sure.
Like the coaches have to, they can't, and then there's a buyout. You know, if they do decide to leave, there's a buyout. And so what do you get? Maybe you got to start giving these kids a buyout. I mean, they're getting plenty of money.
You are very passionate. You're energetic and everything. You're still a young guy. Guys are jumping out of Division I basketball. They don't want to be involved. Jay Wright, one of the great coaches of all time, didn't want to be. There's, you know, what's the future of coaches at that level? Because I think the numbers, give or take, 44% of college basketball players, Division I players, are in the portal every year. 44%.
I know.
I mean, you're never not recruiting your own players, really, even. So what do you think that's going to do to coaches? Like, I'm sure you would jump at a Division I coaching opportunity tomorrow, yep. but would you want to do all that work?
No, I wouldn't. I appreciate you calling me young, but I just turned 50 a couple weeks
ago. I'm 51. I'm young, man.
Okay, well, there you go. We're young. My fault. I apologize. But that's why the older guys are getting out.
Yes, exactly right.
And you see the movements now. It's all young coaches. Golden at Florida and those guys, they're all accrued.
They got all that energy.
Yeah, they're young. They still got it. They're 30s. And they understand the mentality of these young men today. And again, I used to always say I was a great coach because I had so much in common with the kids I coached. It's getting less and less as the years are passing.
Well, this is a fun discussion. I really appreciate you diving down all this. You're doing great work here. You've been getting these kids from Penn State Altoona volunteering out here each and every day. Do they enjoy? They enjoy coming out doing this stuff?
Of course they do. Yeah, of course they do. No, I mean, a lot of them really do. And I think you and I were talking before we got on. Some of them are members of the Sheets Fellows, you know, the big entrepreneurial program we hear. So they get community service hours for that as well. So they kind of, you know, double dip. But we're giving back to the community. My guys know we're doing it. I don't ever ask them anything that I'm not going to do, so that's why I'm always out here.
All right, appreciate the time,
Corey,
Dave.
Thank you again. Thanks for all your support,
great
man.
Great stuff.
Appreciate you guys.
Really good discussion. 946-0435 is our phone number. You want to jump in on any of those we've talked about. Whole lot about these types of things in college athletics for really weeks and weeks now, but I'm glad to be able to pick the brain of a longtime Division III basketball coach just to kind of give you some insight into what goes on at that level. It's not like St. Francis is never going to have basketball again. It's just that for that specific school, this is the hill I will die on. For the kids at that specific school, and I'm not talking about Hartford or St. Francis, Brooklyn, or any of the other 50 to 75 schools that are probably going to do this later on. For St. Francis specifically, that's what was so crushing to people like Tom Fox and people who had played there over the years, because that school is such a unique situation on top of the mountain. And then now it's going to be fascinating, you know, to see in the coming year St. Francis is going to be playing Penn State Altoona and Mount Aloysius and Juniata College and Elizabethtown, and it's going to be very, very different. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back after this.
PJ1 is a sticky compound they put down on racetracks, so does that change the way teams prepare for any given weekend when that's a factor? Here's Joey Logano.
It's harder because it's a moving target. The question is like, okay, is the track going to apply more? Okay, that's the first thing you want to ask. Okay, then what's that going to do? How long will it matter? Right? Like if they reapply, the bottom's going to be super dominant to start the race. But at some point, it's going to rubber up, get chunky. What's that going to do to your car? Are you still going to be able to make it work down there? What do you need to your car to be able to make that happen? And then if you can't, then what's the top look like? And you're going to need something different for the top to work versus the bottom to work. And you know, there's been times in the years, and it hasn't been recently, but it used to really over rubber the top as well, and it would get clumped up there. And then, you know, so there would be three or four different stages of Bristol, and it was tough, you know, and it still is today of understanding what do you need at what point of the race. And it's very different if you run a 100 lap green flag run and then you stack it up with three 15 lap runs. The track changes drastically. It completely changes, and then you need something else in your car, and you don't have enough pit stops to adjust it every time, or know exactly where the track's going to go. So you kind of go off of history a little bit, and you know, where you think things may go.
This is the final lap.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar, since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking lessons? Sure, I've had it for 8 years, but if I get rid of it, then what will my New Year's resolution be next January?
Exactly. So bundle your renters and auto and save with Progressive. And protect the things that make sense to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops, it's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 Fifth Avenue in Altoona. Open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30. Close Thursdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
Right across the parking lot from the Blair County Food Drive Truck. Guy named Barry just came up and said hello. Really nice guy from Martinsburg. Shook my hand and everything. And then he said something awful. This was awful. Bob Taylor's the producer here. I started laughing with Bob. He said, Corey, you're the fourth most famous person I've ever met. And I'm like, damn, man, you got to get out more, Barry. And he said, yeah, I've lived a sheltered life. I can't be more than the 400th most famous person of myself. That was funny. So I got a kick out of that. If you want to join us, 946-0435. We got Nebraska Man on the line. Nebraska Man, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Corey, I got to tell you, that's probably one of the best interviews on your show that I've heard in a long time. That gentleman was very petite. He laid everything on the table, all the cards, and I think he gave a great description of Division III sports, especially basketball. Wish I could ask him the question: is how schools like Penn State, Altoona, and say Juniata College, these smaller schools, how are they going to be able to compete against the likes, like a Division I school coming down the street, like a St. Francis? And recruiting-wise, I think it's going to be hurting these smaller schools, because if I had a choice of going to Penn State, Altoona, or St. Francis, I'm going to choose St. Francis. But I think the interview was outstanding. I think he was very upfront, and he's a very knowledgeable man. He sounds like he's a great coach for the kids. And I just wanted to know how these Division III schools are going to be able to take a school like St. Francis into their system and be able to compete against them.
Nebraska Man, this is a really good question. So we're going to spend a few minutes on this. Hang on, don't hang up, because if I have a follow up or anything, I almost feel the opposite, Nebraska Man. I think St. Francis is going to be in gigantic trouble. Because you have to remember, they're going to lose all of their athletes, okay? This isn't a Division I program coming down to Division III, keeping Division I athletes. They're all gone. The St. Francis basketball program is gone. I know they've had at least seven guys enter the portal, if not all of them have already. They're starting completely over from scratch. So, now, shockingly, I'm really stunned by this, but Chris Valerio, who's done a very, very good job as the football coach, he is staying. He's staying there. I would imagine, if not 90-plus percent, I would imagine at least 75% of the St. Francis football team is gone. because they went there to play division. These are Division I athletes, okay? They didn't go there as Division I athletes to play Division III athletics. So when you say that St. Francis is now going to be competing against Penn State, Altoona, and Aloysius Juniata College, well, these other places have been recruiting Division III athletes for a long, long time. St. Francis is now going to have to recruit Division III athletes. Let me just put it this way. If I'm a 17, 18-year-old kid and I'm a Division III athlete and St. Francis comes and knocks on my door, quite frankly, I'm not even listening to them, Nebraska man, because if I do any research on it whatsoever, I'm going to realize immediately that people within that athletic program probably are not going to care at all about the Division III sports teams for a while. They're going to be so crushed by losing their Division I status, I would say for at least a period of 3 to 5 years. Now, 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, when St. Francis has been Division III for a long time, they might be winning championships and they might, you know, have a foothold and strong, you know, stronghold on areas they're recruiting. But I think for the next few years, I think St. Francis could be in gigantic. I mean, I think St. Francis could be losing to Juniata and Penn State, Altoona, and Mount. I don't know about Mount, you know, but Penn State, Altoona. If I'm a 17-year-old kid and I can go Division III to St. Francis or Division III to Penn State, Altoona, I'm going to Penn State, Altoona. I'm going to get the Penn State degree. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. My question, Corey, is to you this: why doesn't Penn State, Altoona? In the future, maybe you might have heard something in the background through the years or whatever, but how come, why doesn't Penn State Altoona have a football program?
Just not big enough. Penn State Altoona's only been Division III. I don't want to mess this up. Any of you guys know how long Penn State Altoona's been Division III? About 10 years?
It's only been 10 to 15 years.
It's been maybe 15, 16. It's not been forever, because when I got here in 99, they were trying to get to the Division III. So maybe 15, 20 years. But that's not a real, real, real long time. And you're not talking about a real large, you know, football requires a whole other commitment financially. So you think about where Penn State Altoona is right now from a number standpoint and the finances and everything. And you're also 45 minutes from Penn State. I mean, it would be hard to build a football program 45 minutes from one of the most successful football programs in the country.
Well, Corey, my cousin, Ferdina Engel Difford, she was the athletic director back at Penn State for like 25, 30 years.
Absolutely,
And I always asked her the question, how come Penn State Altoona, you know, doesn't have a football team?
What was her answer, Nebraska man?
She told me basically that if they only gave out, if they could give out, some help, they wouldn't even be able to get five scholarships out for football, and it had to be on a volunteer basis. And she said, looking otherwise to other schools in Division III that would have a better football program, trying to start a football program, she said, is very, very hard, especially here in Altoona. Which I thought the schools like Bellwood and Tyrone and BG and Altoona, Hollidaysburg, you know, schools up the mountain that, you know, they might be able to get 35, 40 kids. But she said, money-wise, it didn't have the support to give enough out, you know, to try to start a program, to try
That's
to build it up to where it could be to where, you know, kids would want to come and play football there.
And then she retired, and then
nothing, you know, everything went deal after that.
But I just want to, you know, kind of wrap this part of it up and say, you know, Penn State Altoona is well on its way to being a successful Division III program in a lot of areas and in a lot of different sports. But St. Francis is going to have, I'm telling you, they're going to have growing pains. They might have a good year here and there, but I think it's going to be really, 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 really difficult for them to recruit a Division III athlete to Loretto. Recruiting Division I athletes to Loretto is one thing. Recruiting Division III athletes is another. Thanks for the call, Nebraska man. Good stuff, buddy. All right, we've got another caller here. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Dan. He's talking to me.
Yeah, Dan, you're up, buddy. Go ahead. I got about 2-3 minutes left, Dan. What's going on?
Okay,
man?
Now, Jerry Sandusky. Now, I don't like to mention that name.
Oh, please.
Okay,
I'm already on edge here, Dan.
I know where you're going with that.
Let's leave that in the past. I know where you're going with it.
No. We'll try. Well, how about Tom Bradley? Do you want to go with him?
Well, sure. Anything but that other friggin' guy. Yeah, let's never mention his name ever again.
Then I apologize. And the thing of this, they tried to get a football program here in Altoona, and I think maybe Joe Paterno was kind of behind this. See, and it was big news. I think ask Neil Rodell or Jim Lane about it. They can fill in the blanks more than I can. But they were trying. But I don't know what happened.
I would say that's never going to happen.
You're absolutely right.
I would say there is no way financially and from a feasibility standpoint that Penn State Altoona will ever have
absolutely not. No.
Yeah,
and I think that was the reason, too.
Yeah. But there's too many obstacles.
That's what was. Corey, how's the food drive going?
I'm looking at the truck here. This truck's almost full. They're throwing all kinds. And they'll have another truck tomorrow. So.
How about the weather? Are you out in the cold?
That part's not as good, Dan. Bob Taylor's sitting here freezing his hiney off. He told me to bring some gloves, but I didn't get the message in time. So this wind is pretty cold.
So especially being from Arkansas.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. Wrap things up after this.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke. Enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
You look forward to your weekends, especially when the weather's nice. But it never fails. There's always stuff to do, like taking care of your lawn. Well, McCoy's Lawn and Garden can help you take back your weekend with the Kubota Z-Series zero-turn mowers. Kubota Z-Series mowers deliver maneuverability, speed, and efficient design to help you get the job done faster. The Z-Series mowers turn great in tight spaces and have powerful Kubota engines, operate smoothly, and they have the highest speed, putting you in control of your Kubota mower, not to mention your weekend. Kubota offers low-rate APR financing, zero down for 36 months now through 6/30/2025. There has never been a better time to take back your weekend. Follow the Kubota Orange Glow to more free time, more you time, more family time, more weekend. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36, Roaring Spring, online at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wrapping things up here, we want to thank J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, our presenting sponsor each and every day. You stop by there, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Tell J.M. that you heard us talking about him on Sports Central, also the Chambersburg location as well. And we really appreciate Denise Stone, all the folks here with the Blair County Food Drive. You can stop by Sam's Club, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They do great, great work here. This is really important stuff. I mentioned with Denise earlier, like the Mount Line Backpack Program, some of these programs that you see where this, you know, all this food, and you ever wonder where it comes from. Well, it comes from people like this doing hard work on cold, windy days in central PA when it'd be nice if it's 70 degrees and Mother Nature would give us a break so we can get out and play baseball or something. Instead, no. Bob Taylor's out here shivering, freezing with all the wind. But we really appreciate everybody for all the work that they do. And thanks to Nebraska Man for calling and saying, because I do think that was one of our better interviews in a while with Dave McGrill, the Penn State Altoona men's basketball coach. Really talking about some timely subjects with regard to the NCAA stuff, St. Francis and Division III. Have a good night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.